It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. I'm currently sitting in my car. I just finished a workout at a Good Life India. It was actually like a boot camp class. I'm super out of breath. As I mentioned in, I think, a couple episodes ago, I was not able to work out for almost over a year with the pregnancy and then just postpartum. And I just recently started back going to the gym. And I was mostly doing like weight trainings. But tonight I decided to do a boot camp class and I nearly died. My cardio is shit. We had to do push-ups at one of the station and I couldn't do any. I had to do like the modified version of a push-up, and that to me, it pissed me right off because I used to be so strong. I used to do regular push-ups like it was, I don't know, just a breeze, and I couldn't do one single push-up. Now, I know everyone's going to tell me, be gentle with yourself, give yourself a pat on the back because you just gave birth and blah, blah, blah. And yes, to a certain extent, I agree. But at the same time, this to me is just adding fuel to my fire. Like, this is not how it's going to go. Like, I'm not going to stay weak. I'm not going to take this for an answer. Like, this is just giving me the push that I need to get back to feeling strong. I think looking strong is one thing, but feeling strong is a completely different ball game. And this is what I'm aiming for. I want to feel strong in my body again. So the same goes to people that, you know, are living the life that you want to live. Are you looking at them feeling sorry for yourself and being in this victim mentality? Or are you looking at them and being, holy crap, this is what I want, and this is giving me the push and the motivation that I want to keep going? Because as soon as you change your mindset around something like that, everything else is going to shift. So stop saying, poor me. You know, I could have easily said, oh, it's normal. I just gave birth. I wasn't training for over a year. It's normal. Like, let's take it easy. Let's take my time. It's going to come back when it does. Or I could say, all right, this is happening, but I'm not going to let this define me. I'm not going to let this, you know, become my reality. This is actually fuel to my fire, and this is giving me the push that I need to take it one step further. And this is the same analogy that I use with people that are living a magnificent life, the life that I want to live. I don't envy them. I'm not jealous of them. They motivate me. They give me this like urge to keep going and to keep at it every single day because I admire what they did for themselves. And if they can do it, why can't we? Like, why can't you have that same or even better life of the people that you're looking up to? So change that mindset, change that mentality, and really go for it. Use this as fuel. And you are not your, you know, this, because you have this moment of weakness or this period in your life where you're not maybe as strong as you used to be, don't let this define you. Don't let this become your life. Use this as a turning point. Use this to keep going. So this was a really, really short episode, but just to give you a bit of a boost, hoping that you'll listen to this like maybe before you start your day or before you start a workout or start doing something that you haven't done in a long time. Or something that scares you and just, I don't know, something that you need a little push before you started. So I love you all. I hope that you're having a wonderful week, and we'll talk soon. Bye.